I was just noticing the table. The table is now empty, but in this church, the cupboard is not bare, and so we have much to be grateful for, particularly with our children. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And when the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. Yes, I'm going to your house today." Any of you heard that song before? Yeah, I thought so. I learned that song as a child growing up in the First United Presbyterian Church of Rock Island. Yes, I am an old UP. I guess that makes me a Uper and a troll. I never really thought about it growing up, but First UP is where I learned to talk about Jesus. Folks there talked a lot about personal salvation. My mentor, a retired Presbyterian minister from another congregation, used to say we were more Baptist than Presbyterian. I still remember Mrs. Britton sitting in the church basement with the sixth grade vacation Bible school class. We were all in a circle on the floor. The lights were off. We had Hawaiian punch and Nilla wafers. We had just come in from playing wiffle ball. And she had each of us pray and accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. So it's not surprising I read the story of Zacchaeus through that lens. Something is going on in Zacchaeus. Something is drawing him to Christ. We call that grace. But Zacchaeus, who knows? Maybe Z had heard some of the stories about the amazing things Jesus was doing. The people Jesus healed, the demons Jesus cast out, the parables Jesus taught, the hungry people Jesus fed. Maybe Z had grown tired of his life. Sure, he was rich. Yeah, he had some power. But he had no friends. Who wants to hang with the chief tax collector? Jesus was surrounded by people. His dinner parties were notorious. Tax collectors, sinners, women, and other marginal folk, Pharisees, scribes, they were all there. Z's colleague, Levi, a tax collector from Galilee, threw a huge dinner party after Jesus called him to be a disciple. The Pharisees and their scribes were beside themselves. "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" This question followed Jesus throughout his ministry. And it sure didn't help when Jesus told that story about the great banquet where the invited guests didn't show up, so the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame were brought in off the streets. Now, we don't know what compelled Zacchaeus, a wealthy and powerful man, though ostracized for his collaboration with Rome. We don't know what compelled Zacchaeus to seek out Jesus. It could have been curiosity, longing. We call it grace. Whatever it was, he climbed that sycamore tree undeterred by the large crowd or his small stature so he might see Jesus. Not only did Z see Jesus, Jesus saw him. Sure, it would have been hard not to see that little guy up in the sycamore tree. But Jesus didn't only see Zacchaeus. He called him by name. This is important. Because if you remember Melissa's sermon on the Pharisee and the tax collector? Zacchaeus had no star on his belly. But Jesus, the Son of God, knew his name. And we know that was important for Jesus, to give identity, stature, power, and place to people who had none. Jesus not only called Zacchaeus by name, he invited himself to Z's house for dinner. Now, we might consider that an imposition, and it was certainly a breach of etiquette for Jesus. But in that day, to eat with someone was an act of lifelong friendship. Eating together in Zacchaeus' home would make Zacchaeus and Jesus friends for life. This is why the Pharisees, and frankly the whole crowd that day, were so put out by Jesus' dinner guests. Jesus welcomed those everyone else despised. Luke tells us all who saw what was happening began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Eager to see Jesus, Zacchaeus welcomed Jesus into his home. So moved was he by Jesus' visit, Zacchaeus repented. "Look, half my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." Pretty straightforward, isn't it? Zacchaeus was a wretched little man. A wretched little man was he. He collaborated with the Roman leaders, for rich he wanted to be. But Jesus Christ came passing by and saw him up a tree and said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to save your soul today. Yes, I'm going to save your soul today." Okay, the original song is better. But you get the point. The story of Zacchaeus is about Jesus saving all these wretched little people. And that's what we're to do. Or is it? You see, the problem with this perspective is we begin to see anyone who doesn't look like us or act like us or share our beliefs on religion, morality, or politics as someone who needs to be saved. But what if it wasn't Zacchaeus who needed saving? What if it was the good religious folk, the Pharisees and the crowd, folks who looked with disdain on their sisters and brothers, folks building walls rather than bridges, the folks with stars on their bellies? What if it was the good religious folk who needed saving? Well, that would be consistent with the story we heard last week about the Pharisee and the tax collector. Frankly, it would be consistent with about every story about Jesus in the Bible. Could it be Jesus didn't come to change wretched little people like Zacchaeus into appealing and upstanding citizens. Could it be Jesus came to show the upstanding religious folk that God loves these wretched little people too? But what about these repentance? Friends, here is where it gets interesting. And I'll defer to Art on this because he actually helped write this Bible, but no, not the original, the New Revised Standard Version. Friends, here is where it gets interesting. The NRSV and many Bibles translate the Greek pretty much as we have today. Zacchaeus repents after his encounter with Jesus. I will give to the poor. I will pay back because I've encountered Jesus, right? But the Greek, which the NRSV actually notes, so I know I'm on solid ground, can also be translated, my habit is to give. My habit is to pay back. Suggesting, even though Zacchaeus is this wretched tax collector, he has been living as a true son of Abraham. He has made a habit of giving back to the poor and those who had been defrauded. Now remember what John the Baptist said to tax collectors when they came to be baptized. John didn't tell them to stop collecting taxes. He said, collect no more than the amount prescribed for you. In effect, don't use your power for personal gain. Do your job. Collect your taxes. But do so in a just manner. Don't rely simply on being a son of Abraham. Be a true son of Abraham by living a godly life, a life of repentance. Could it be this is what Zacchaeus had been doing? Could it be this is why Jesus went to his home to show the upstanding people of Jericho, to show the scribes and Pharisees and all the good religious folk they had it wrong? That God didn't look at people the way they did. That God didn't embrace their false sense of holiness, their hypocrisy. But that they should look beyond Zacchaeus's position as chief tax collector. That they should set aside their jealousy of his power and wealth and see what he was actually doing for the poor and those who had been defrauded. Could it be the salvation that came to Zacchaeus' house that day came not through Zacchaeus' repentance, but God's grace? Through Jesus showing the people, Zacchaeus, too, was a son of Abraham. Friends, you may be interested to know, Zacchaeus' name comes from the Hebrew word for clean or innocent. So did Zacchaeus become clean did Zacchaeus become innocent because he encountered Jesus and repented? Or did Jesus see Zacchaeus was already clean and innocent, having lived a life of repentance, so claimed him as a son of Abraham? I don't know. But either way, salvation came to Zacchaeus' house because Jesus came to Zacchaeus' house. Sisters and brothers, Zacchaeus bears witness. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. I was raised on that theology. Like the Apostle Paul, I believe Christ came into the world to save sinners, and there is no one who needs repentance. There is no one who has received grace in abundance more than me. Thanks be to God, Zacchaeus came to Jesus, or better, Jesus came to him. But as I hear the cries and see the divisions in our nation, in our churches, in our families, over every conceivable issue, as I watch and wonder with you what November 8 will bring. Focusing on Jesus more than Zacchaeus gives me hope. Focusing on Jesus more than Zacchaeus, I believe this story speaks to us on another level. Rather than raise our voices with the grumbling crowds in discord and dissension over God knows what, rather than looking for people who don't look like us or think like us that we might save, rather than asking, how on earth can God love those people? We can follow Jesus' lead and show them. Loving as Christ loves, we can take the grace we have received and bring it to life through our faith, living lives of repentance, welcoming all as Christ welcomed Zacchaeus. Thanks be to God.